Okay. Shalom or both sides. Okay, we left off in our discussion of trying to understand the Gemara of Asher Demoshe. What is the difference between an Asher Demoshe and a Stam Lulav Shel Avodazara? And why do we say to the Mechta Shiri by Asher Demoshe and not by Avodazara? We had three opinions. First opinion, Tosos was if it has potential for Bittul, you're Yotzi B'Dievet. But we say if there's no potential for Bittul, because it's the Jews, then we say to the Mechta Shiri. Second opinion was Rabbeinu Tam. No, only after actual Bittul, when it's become Mutter and it doesn't get Sreifa, then you're Yotzi B'Dievet. But if the Jews, or even a Goyz before Bittul, when right now it has to be burned, right? It's Usser now. Then you say Kedu Demechta Shira, because it has to be burnt now. And as opposed to after Bittul when you don't. And the last day in Tosu said that, no, there's two kinds of Asheras in terms of whether they become Usser in the first place or not. Right? Let's say Usser Achshav V'tavol Sreifa, Usser V'tavol Sreifa. So in this case, where it became Mutter, and the last day in Tosos says that the difference is between a case of where you planted it for the sake of being an Avodah Zarah, in which case it is Taka and Isser, Avodah Zarah needs Sreifa, as opposed to a case where it was planted and then you bow down to it, when we have a rule that Mechobel Karka doesn't become Usser because of the Isser Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's not Usser in the first place, it's not Avodah Zarah at all. It's not proper L'chatchila, because it still is used for idol worship, but it's no Chalos Avodah Zarah at all. Okay, then we dealt with how it fits in with other sugyas, which we're not going to repeat on the board. Now, the Ravid, the only other clear formulation in the Rishonim, the Ravid has a fourth formulation. The Ravid says, no. He says, what's the difference? The difference is that, what does lulav shel avodah zarah mean? A lulav of avodah zarah. So that's a very vague phrase. It can mean a lot of things. But it could very well mean, which Rashi assumes here that it means, what's a lulav of avodah zarah? It says, Sheshim Shubol Avodah Zarah. They used it for Avodah Zarah. L'chabi l'fanei b'karka, to sweep the ground before it. I assume he means to sweep the ground before it, and that was considered part of the religious ritual, like stomp the brooms in a church, or not Misham Shem Avodah Zarah. Inamish Avodah Zarah, b'lul l'havri l'fanei l'zarka bo, or somehow you pass the lulav in front of it, or you sweep the lulav to honor it, or you pass the lulav in front of it, or you throw the lulav before it as a korban. Okay, this is mishamshe avodah zarah, let's say. So lulav shel avera, this is mishamshe avodah zarah. As opposed to ashera, at least ashera demoshe, what is the ashera demoshe? The pashup shot is, the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah, and he has good reason to say this, good mock or misef avodah zarah, the ashera that Moshe talked about when he says, v'ashera hem tisrufun ba'esh, was not something that was used for Avodah Zarah. It wasn't like, didn't give shade for the Avodah Zarah, or it wasn't a signpost for the Avodah Zarah. No, they actually worshipped the trees. Right? So this was Avodah Zarah Atzma. That's the sheet of the Ravid. What's the difference between Avodah Zarah and Mishamshe Avodah Zarah according to the Ravid? So he's very clear. He has a totally different shot than Tosfos, but it comes down to the same thing as Tosfos did, Avodah Zarah Atzma. Biyad Yisroel, right? That's clear, Biyad Yisroel. Biyad Yisroel, it's all Jews. After all, the Jews shaking it, right? Avodah Zarah Atzma Biyad Yisroel Ein Lo Bittul. And Mishamshe Avodah Zarah Yesh Lo Bittul. So he's similar to the first day of Tosfos. Whatever potential for Bittul is not to do the Mechta Shiri, because maybe it won't be burned, just get a goy to be mevatel it. Whatever doesn't have potential for Bittul is continuing Mechta Shiri. He just thinks what makes a difference in terms of potential for Bittul is whether it's Mishamshim or whether it's Avodah Zarah Atzma. Now here you get into two interesting machlokos, which I want to just focus on for a moment. Mm-hmm. Notice he and Tosos and the first day in Tosos are trying to reach the same point. What has potential Bittul, what doesn't have potential Bittul?
It's not like Rabbi Thomas says what's mutter and what's usser. Or the Fast tells us a bunch of it. But yet they have different ways of figuring out what's the case of so here we have, what is case of avodah zarah sheyesh lo bittel? Right? They're both trying to get to the same point. The right and the first name Tosos. An avodah zarah that has no potential bittel to be mechtas. If it has potential of bittel, then it's not going to be mechtas, because who says it's going to be burned? Maybe it'll be in his bottle. But yet they pick two different cases, right? Picks Tosos, avodah zarah shel goyim. Picks the ravid, mishamshe avodah zarah. Why do they pick two different cases?
Yes.
So, lechora, each of them disagrees with the other case, right? The ravid, why might the ravid, right? Simple question. Why didn't the ravid like Tosus's case? That's not explicit in the Rishonim. Why didn't the Ravid like Tosus's case? Like, is it such rocket science to say avodah zarah goy has bittel? Like, everyone knows avodah zarah goy has bittel. That's like ABCs of bittel. Bittel avodah zarah goy has bittel, but Jew doesn't. The Ravid never explicitly says why he rejects Tosus's pshat. Perhaps because he never heard of Tosus. He didn't know that Tosus said it, right? The Ravid didn't read Tosus. But I think if you read the Ravid, I think it's clear why he rejects Tosus's pshat, in my humble opinion. Why do you think he would reject Tosus's pshat?
Because Tosus is speaking a case where it's the avodah zarah itself that's by the goy. Mishamshi avodah zarah, the topic between the Ravid and the Ramban is whether or not the goy can be mevatel.
You haven't answered my question. Why didn't the Ravid say Tosus's pshat? It's avodah zarah goy. So the Ravid gives you a clue. He can't say avodah zarah goy because if we're talking about the mitzvah of lulav, then obviously. Obviously, the Jew picked it up, right? Says the Jew picked it up. It's a problem.
I mean, because of Tosus' question.
Yes, Tosus' question, right? Because,
so he
obviously, give me a second, obviously, the Jew already picked it up, right? Why is it obviously picked it up? Because we're talking about the mitzvah of lulav. You can't do the mitzvah of lulav without picking it up. Ah, but Tosus also knew that, and why did Tosus say every single other Rishon answer? Even he picked it up with Kavana, with Das, not to be Kona. Now, why didn't the Ravid also think of this? You could say he just you could say he just wasn't clever enough to think of picking something up and have to be Kona. That's unlikely, right? You could say, because on the first day you have to have Kona to be Kona, right? And he wants to be Mokumit even on the first day. The truth is that
the Ravid says not Yotzei Yom Rishon either.
Yes, but it could be that he wants to be Mokum at Bain Yotzei Rishon, Bain Yotzei Sheni, though. The truth is, maybe you're right. So why didn't he just say you picked it up Al Minas Shelo Liknoso? Right? Why don't you say you picked it up on the national Liknos? So here, you could have one of two answers. Either A, and you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have brought this up. Okay? This answer is obvious. A is, He wanted. Now, you can't say he thinks it's only about Yom Tov Rishon, because he clearly thinks the Psal Bashir and the Yachas is all 7 days. But he wanted to, how do you say Mokin? Establish the Gemara as even on Yom Tov Rishon. And on Yom Tov Rishon, he did Bailos Lachem. And therefore, he toasted his Dachuk. All the other Rishon have to say, it's only on Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Tov Glu, Shal Avodah Zarah. Maybe he thought it was Dachuk to say only on Yom Tov Sheni. He thought even on Yom Tov Rishon. And therefore, he couldn't give this answer. On Yom Tov Rishon, you have to be Kona. Once you're Kona, there's not a Avodah Zarah guy. Or you could say, maybe, and yeah, here it's only maybe, so it's not so exciting. Maybe the Ravid holds like the Bach. There's a famous Bach, which is really one Gerse in the Torah that's quoted in the Space Yosef. There's a famous Gerse in the Torah in the Bach that has a big Chumrah that is not, I could not find explicitly in any of the Rishonim and Avodah Zarah. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, right? But maybe you could say, maybe Ravid holds like the rejected Gersa in the Torah, and the Bach with the Kama, meaning not the reject Igers of the Torah and the reject Igers of the Bach. The reject Igers of the Torah and the Sheet of the Bach. The Bach passed like this reject Igersa.
What's the Chumra of the Bach? That's this Igersa that makes Yosef rejects in the Torah. That our Igersa in the Torah says, Vafilu avodazara shall go, Mishabodle, and Yishol, the Zacha Vashuvim Lobitl. Once a Jew owns it, there's no Bittl. That's the mainstream halacha. However, there is a Isfarm de Garsi Hachi. Vafilo Vodazar shall go, Mishabodle, and Yishol, Shuvim Lobitl, Begoy, Afrishadain, Lo Zacha by Yisrael.
There's a Girs in the Torah that once a Jew picks it up, even if he wasn't Zocha, there's still no Bittl. Why? As a Gzeira, up to if he would be Zocha. And the Bach passes like that Girsa. So there is such a sheet out there that Avodah Zarah shel goy biyad Yisrael ain lo bittel afilu em lo zachaba hayisrael. Right, so there is a sheet out there. The Bach passing like this rejected Gersa. The Bishop says that's a stupid Gersa. It's not true. We don't pass like that Gersa. And all our Rishonim, every single Rishon we read is against that Gersa, because all the Rishonim agree with Tosos here, keep in mind. All the Rishonim agree with the first day in Tosos. What do I mean by all the Rishonim? By all the Rishonim, I mean the Ritva and the Ran and the Mordechai and the Meiri and the Balamor. Tosos, the... and most Rishonim. So all the Rishonim say, the case of what is already guy, and you picked it up, and you weren't Conan, and it still has Bittel. The Bach is against all these Rishonim. He says, and this Gears in the Torah, alleged Gears in the Torah is against all these Rishonim, he says, once a Jew picks it up, there's no Bittel. Once a Jew picks it up, there's no Bittel. Isn't that against the Rishonim? The answer is maybe that's where the Raivid was coming from. Maybe the Raivid think, once you picked it up, there's no Bittel, even if you're not Conan. There's a Gzeira Drabanan, once a Jew picks it up, there's no Bittel. And if so, then that would explain why he didn't give Tosfos his answer.
I don't understand just the first answer. According to the Rabbi, you can't be Yosef the first day, meaning he agrees with Tosfos on that point. Does he not?
No, we're not talking about the case of Asher and Demosh. We're talking about the case of Shel Avodah Zarah where you are Yosef with the Eved. Maybe you want to milk in that case even the first day.
But I thought the Rabbi holds that that's it's not considered Lachem, Yom Rishon, even with...
Oh, because there's the Yisr Hana.
Oh, good point. Okay, good. That's helping me, right? That's where I wanted to go. Hold on a half a second. You're right.
This can't be true. This can't be true. Why not? Because this can't be true. Because the Ravid Paskins that you are not Yotze on Yom Tov Rishon because of his famous Shita, because Isurei Hana'a, thank you very much, Yonatan, are not Lachem. You are only Yotze on Yom Tov Sheni. Now we've proven there's a Rishon that holds like the Bach. Okay, the Bach between me and Yonatan, when we go to Olam Haba, the Bach is going to come out and say thank you. Right, because now we've proven there's a Rishon who holds like the Bach. Why do I say this? You can't say the Ravid wants to establish the heter of Lulav Shel Zarah on Yom Tov Rishon. Because he admits it's puzzling Yom Tov Rishon for a different reason. He has a sheet that's a famous one, Machlokes Rishon, we'll get to in Neflam, and hey, that Yisurei Hanah aren't called Lachem. We discussed this, when did we discuss this? Some previous Masechet. Bailus on Yisurei Hanah in Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin, Chita Dukur Danaisa, right? So the Ravid holds that you're not Yotze the first day anyway, you're only Yotze the second day. So if you're only Yotze the second day, why couldn't he give Tosfos his answer? So I think it's Machrach, the Ravid holds like the Bach, and now we have one Rishon who for sure holds like the Bach. There are obviously a number of Rishon who might not hold like the Bach, depending how you read them.
Right? Have to hold like the Bach, he just might seen the Tosfos and give another theory.
Okay, he wasn't clever enough to think of Tosfos. I didn't like that answer. So in any case, here we have the base. Here we have the question of a Yisrael Shehigbiya Avodah Zarah Shel Goy Almanas Shelo Lizkos Bo. The base Yosef says Yesh Lo Bittel. The Bach says like the other Gersa Ein Lo Bittel. If you want to know who holds what, Tosfos for Rov Rishonim, Sovereign, like the Beis Yosef,
But the Ravid, mashma, disover kehabach, because otherwise, unless he just stopped, didn't think of it, we have no explanation why he didn't like Tosa's answer. Why didn't the Ravid like Tosa's answer? Why not just say, a Jew picked it up, I'm not sure this goes well, on the second day, because Mailey's only talking about the second day anyway. The answer is he must hold like the Bach. Okay, I'm convinced the Ravid holds like the Bach. What?
Maybe Al-Shalom and Nazis Gospel doesn't help for Yisrael, I know.
Oh, that's a big finish. That's
why?
A big
because
finish.
Because it's only Zochan Mammon. There's no Mammon in the first.
Yeah, but you think Adrabam. Never Zochan Yisrael Hanah. I hear the Taina. You're saying it's Asana Kosuki Lubershu. So, okay, Joel wants to get out of it. I hear his Taina. We'll leave it at that. The more interesting question.
It is a machlokes. It's a machlokes between the Ravid and the Ritva, whether or not somebody owns the Yisrael, has Yisrael Hanah in his possession, is he the owner or not?
Yeah, correct. But we're not going to talk more about that yet. How about the other question? Why did Tosfos not hold from the Ravid? So, why did Tosfos Vishari show him not give the right answer? So here it's very clear. The Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and everyone says, here it's very clear. You don't have to guess. Ritva, the Ran, the Chuli say, because Mishamshe Avodah Zarah B'Yad Yisrael Ein Lahem Bittel. They disagree. So here we have a machlokes between the Ravid and the other Rishonim explicitly. Tosfos doesn't say anything because Tosfos is not responding to Ravid because Tosfos didn't read the Ravid. But the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and others say explicitly, we disagree. So here we know we have a machlokes about Mishamshe Avodah Zarah B'Yad Yisrael, whether they have Bittel or not. The question is, what's the yesod of that machlokes? This depends a little on what case the Ravid is talking about, right? What's the case they're arguing about? So I did not plan my space well here. What's the case of Mishamshe Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, right? The Ravid. Yesh lam bittel, ula rishonim, ein lahem bittel. What is the case? So the Ramban in Hilchos Lulav at first thinks the case is just stop, right? One possibility is, right, that this is the Havmi of the Ramban. What's the case? One possibility is stam. Stam misham shim b'yad Yisrael, in which case, what's the svaras here? What's the svaras? The svar of the Rishonim is that Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael ain lo bittel. What's the svar of the Ravid? The svar of the Ravid is that Mishamshim Amorkal. Regular Avodah Zarah B'yad Yisrael doesn't have bittel, but Mishamshim Amorkal, right? That Mishamshim Avodah Zarah Arkal, v'yesh lahem bittel, afilu b'yad Yisrael. Who holds that way? There's only one Rishon who holds that way. We'll see the Ravid actually doesn't. Rabbeinu Chananel, quoting the Ritva, and Avodah Zarah holds that way. The Ritva and Avodah Zarah quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, shalok divrei Rabbeinu Chananel zal shu sover mishamshe Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael bittel yesh lahem k'inu meimer l'kaman. Okay, this is the Shita of the Rach quoted in the Ritva. Why would Mishamshim be more kal and have bittel even if they're beyond Yisrael? This is a big chiddush. The svar is difficult. Like, why should Mishamshim have bittel even if they're Jewish owned, let's say? So it's a difficult svara. And then the svar is difficult, right?
You're assuming that the goy owned it at one point and then gave it to the
okay.
Goy, right? So the question is, can the goy still be mevatel it
yes.
And it isn't in his hands? Okay.
So this far is difficult. Like, why if I own an idol, it has no bittel, but if I own something that's mishamish, an idol does have bittel. What you just have to say is that there's a fundamental difference between an idol and mishamish avodah zarah. An idol, its natural iser is forever. Why? Because something that is meant to be an idol is naturally supposed to stay an idol. Like, these people think it's a god. We know it's not, right? But if something's a god, it's supposed to stay a god, right? As opposed to mishamshim, something you just use to serve something, like a klisharis equivalent. Mishamshim, so it's bekavadik to keep using the same thing, but just because I use something for one thing today doesn't mean I'm going to use it tomorrow. So it could... Yeah, and after all, you use something for one thing and then you switch and use it for something else, right? We all do. We do that often. You could take a desk and use it in your office and then move and use it in your house. You could take a chair and use it in your dining room and then you'll move it and use it in the basement, right? These are not crazy things to happen. So what you, maybe what you want to say is that Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah until you change it. And once it's beyond Jew, there's no changing anymore. But Mishamshim doesn't have a natural, permanent, fixed identity. It's an identity that depends on, do you still plan to use it for Avodah Zarah? And therefore, you don't need to actively change it. You just need to not actively keep using it for Avodah Zarah. So what I'm saying is, maybe you could say, what do you want to say better?
I thought that the Svar was different. I thought what the Rebbe meant was that the guy has the ability to get the goof of Avodah Zarah that's in his position killed.
Give me a second. Okay, maybe you could say, maybe you can make a chiddush. What's the chiddush you could make? That Avodah Zarah mamish has a fixed identity, while Mishamshei Avodah Zarah only have a temporary identity. And therefore, Avodah Zarah Mamish, that means Bittul Mamish. Once it's Biyad Jew, it's too late to be in Vatel. But Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, that doesn't have a fixed identity. It all along only had a temporary identity. So once you stop using it for Avodah Zarah, that doesn't need real Bittul. That's just once you stop using it for Avodah Zarah, it may lose its identity because it never had a fixed identity to start with. Because if you make something a god, that's supposed to be a god and ad hoda'a, right? Until proven otherwise. If you use something for a certain purpose, that's what you're using it for today. It's not what you're using it for tomorrow. Don't tell me what the right really means.
No, fine. I just don't know how this... I mean, it kind of just sounds like you said the same thing in different worlds. Meaning, why is that true? If I'm having Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, and I'm planning to ever stop using it for that Avodah Zarah...
Why? If I have a god, then a normal person should keep worshiping his god forever. But if I have a certain, certain brush that I use to brush the god...
Why would I ever stop?
Because maybe I'll get a different brush and use that brush for something else. Like, that's a reasonable thing that people do.
That'd be sacrilegious, no?
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe you're just too religious. Right. But Lamaisa, this is not what the Ravid holds anyway. Why? Because all the Rishonim point out that they look in the Chidush HaRavid of Avodah Zarah. We actually have the Chidush HaRavid of Avodah Zarah. But
Chazarbo.
Right. That. What did the Ravid really hold? What did the Ravid really hold? Okay. What did the Ravid really hold? We'll just go over here. Because he never explicitly said that in a case of Stam he's Mekel. So it's one place he didn't say, one place he did say. So obviously he followed where he did say. So number two, right? The Ravid Atzmo says very clear. What's the case? The case is Avodah Zarah Atzma Biyad Goy Umisham Sheha Biyad Yisrael. And what's the Svara? Now the Svara is Pashut. What's the Svara Haravid? Svara Haravid is that we have a rule. What's the rule? Bitel.
Goy obey.
Bitel Avodah Zarah. Bitel Misham Shehal. There's a rule. If a goy is mevatel the idol, meila the Misham Shemar Batel. So says the Ravid, that Avodah Zarah Atzma Yeshla Bitel, because it's the Agoy. And there's a rule that Bittul Avodah Zarah counts as Bittul Misham Sheha. So says that's the real sheet of the Ravid. Now it makes a lot more sense. The Ravid's a lot cleverer. He doesn't mean Stam if a Jew has Misham Sheha. What's an example of Misham Sheha Avodah Zarah? I don't know, the pan they would burn the incense in for Avodah Zarah, right? The Machta.
Well, here This is all based on Rashi, who starts.
Okay, good. The lulav, right? So lulav. This lulav is a lulav mishamshi avodah zarah. They sweep the avodah zarah. This lulav. That's how they honor it, right? Or whatever else they do. They carry the avodah zarah back and forth, the lulav back and forth, and that's their ritual. This mishamshi avodah zarah. But what's the case, says the Ravid? The Jew owns or holds on to the lulav, but the actual idol is still in the hands of a guy. Then it has bittul. Why? Jew can't be, no one can be vatal this lulav in the hands of a Jew, but someone can still be, but the guy can be vatal his idol, and maybe if he's vatal his idol, then, as a side effect, the lulav is also vatal. Say back. What did the Rishonim say back to this? The Ramban says, if this is what he means, I'm not sure I can disprove that. But the Ritva and the Ran are very clear. Right, Svaras, Ritva, Iran say, nonetheless, anything beyond Yisrael can't be batel. So this is the machlokas. The Ravid thinks you can't directly be mevatel avodah zarah beyond Yisrael, but indirectly. If the idol is beyond goy, the mevatel is idol, and that male is a side effect of the mevatel mishamshim, it can be mevatel mishamshim beyond Yisrael. And the Ritva and the Ran object. The Ramban says, now that I understand what the Ravid really means, I'm not sure I can prove him wrong. But the Ritva and the Ran are comfortable; they can still prove him wrong. They say that's not true. You can never be mevatel anything beyond Yisrael, even indirectly. So that's the machlokas. Can you indirectly be mevatel of a zara beyond Yisrael, right? Even indirectly. Now, here's an interesting question.
What kind of beetles? Is like a beetle chametz? No one in the Iraq language think you can be mivat with somebody's chametz and not in your reshus. You don't have Bible stuff.
No, but that's because their chametz, not mishamish, your chametz. Look, the bit makes perfect sense. If this is intended to be used to mishamish this idol, and now the idol doesn't exist anymore, so then it's not mishamish anything. It's male bottle. It really is bottle.
Now, a different type of beetle.
Yeah, it is a different type of beetle.
So, in one of the reserved avodas, it's bear or something like that. So, assumingly, the guy is still going to be an idol worshiper. He's just going to worship another idol. So, how do you know just because he was a part of the idol that he's a part of the
Mishnah? Okay, so first of all, it says so in the Gemara. How did the Gemara know? I guess you could, I don't want to say, well, they knew that he's not the idol, he's probably not going to use the Mizbeach for any other idol, because that doesn't seem to make sense. I think the point is this. Maybe he will use the Mizbeach for another idol. But that's a new religion. Until he does, it hasn't happened yet. Meaning, what they're assuming is that there's no general avodah zarah of all idols being one big mishmash. Each idol is its own religion. Once you withdrew it from use for this idol, it is now not for idolatry until you use it for another idol. And what they're assuming is that each idol has individual identity and it's not one general, it's kind of not any idol. Now, here you get something very fascinating. What's the yesod of this machlokas? What's the yisod of the machlokas when the Ravid says you can indirectly mevatel avodah zarah b'yad Yisrael? If the mishamshim is b'yad Yisrael and the goy is mevatel, it breaks the idol in half, the mishamshim melo becomes mutter magically. While the Ritva and the Ran say, and the Ramban also leans towards this, he's just not sure, says, no, that's not true. You can still never mevatel anything, any avodah zarah b'yad Yisrael. So there are two ways to analyze it. I think one very nice way to analyze it is, they could be, of course, they could be arguing about the rule of bittel avodah zarah bittel misham sheha, or about the rule of ein bittul avodah zarah b'yad Yisrael, right? The Rav, okay, there are two ways to analyze it. I'm going to focus more on one. What is the yesod hamachlokas, right? I mentioned, right? We all learned from those of us who learned from Lichtenstein that whenever there's a clash between two or an interaction between two rules, the rule of, on the one hand, ein bittel for avodah zarah b'yad Yisrael, so it shouldn't work. The other hand, bittel avodah zarah, which is b'yad goy, bittel misham sheha, so it should work. And Rishonim argue, they could be arguing about one rule or about the other rule. Right? One way is the chakira, the Rav mentions this chakira in a different context. Maybe they're arguing about, you know, Chesky, give me the board, because it's really crazy to try to squeeze this in here. I'm sorry. Okay, the real Ravid, right? Real Ravid
who did not say stan yukim vatam shamshin that are owned by a Jew. No, only if the idol is in the hands of a god. Versus the Ritva and the Ran who take him on explicitly. What's the case? The case is mishamshim biyad Yisrael ve'avodazara atzma biyad goy ve bitel hagoy et avodazara atzma. Right? So what does the right say? The mishamshim biyad Yisrael is batel indirectly. And the Ritva and the Ran say, no, the Mishamshim B'yad Yisrael cannot be batel, even indirectly. And that's why they object his pshat and go to Tosfos' pshat. So what's the Yisod of the Machlokes? So they could be arguing on one, two things. So here is analysis one, is that they're arguing about the din of Avodah Zarah B'yad Yisrael Ein Lo Bittel. Why is Avodah Zarah B'yad Yisrael Ein Lo Bittel? You could call it a little bit Chefetz Gavra. Is that the Chefetz of Avodah Zarah B'yad Yisrael has no Bittel? Or just that there's no process of Bittel for Yisrael? And since there's no process of Bittel for Yisrael, a guy can't do it because that would be acting on his behalf. So you could say like this. The Ritva thinks that it's a din in the Chefza. Chefza shel Avodah Zarah di Yisrael ain lo bittel. And if the Chefza has no bittel, it has no bittel directly, it has no bittel indirectly. While the Raivet thinks, no, it's a din b'maisa Yisrael ain't no yachol lasos maisa bittel. Right? A Jew can't do bittel, because we know a Jew can't be mivatel avodah zarah, right? A Jew can't even be mivatel avodah zarah of a goy. If I go to a goy's house and I smash his idol, that's not a proper bittel. A Jew can't, and and since a Jew can't do a maisa bittel, kol shebiyad Yisrael ein goy Yachol Levatel Bishlichusam. After all, you need permission of the owner to do Bittel Avodah Zarah, maybe we can assume. It's not so pashut. But maybe you need to be together with the owner to do Bittel Avodah Zarah. I'm oversimplifying. You're a Jew, can't do Bittel Avodah Zarah. And once the Jew owns it, so no one else can do Bittel Avodah Zarah because they're not together with the owner. So maybe that's the problem. Kol Shebiyad Yisrael, a goy can't do it. Let me just say it a little better. I apologize. A Jew can't do a maisel bittel, v'goy eino yachel yachol levatel avodah zarah shel Yisrael ki eino shaychus. Let me say that a little better. It's the same thing, but actually sharper. Maybe the problem is just in the process. It's not that the cheft is unnullifiable. It's that there's no process to do it. A goy can't be levatel avodah zarah with Jew because the goy has no shaychus to the Jewish property. And the Jew can't be Vatel Vazara with a Jew, because the Jew can't be Vatel Vazara, because a Jew is not someone who is expected to decide whether he believes in Ozara. So it's just a technical problem of the process. So if so, then we would say even indirectly, ein lo bittel. But if you say it's just a problem of the process, then if you can indirectly find a maisa bittel that is relevant, then yesh lo bittel. And this is the Rav has this chakira. Is that Avodah Zarah B'yad Yisrael a din in the chefza or a din in the process in the maisa? If it's in the chefza can't be saved. Nothing can do. If it's in the maisa, you can't have a maisa bittel on Avodah Zarah of a Jew. But if you get the maisa bittel through the back door on something else, you found the Maisa Bittel. There's no Maisa Bittel on this, because I can't be Mevatel because I'm a Jew, and he can't be Mevatel it because it's a Jewish object and he's not shy to it. But if he's Mevatel something else, like the idol in his living room, and then indirectly he's Mevatel it, then you get through the back door and the Bittel works. That's one possible analysis. A second possible analysis This is analysis.
Why wouldn't the bagel work, though?
What?
I mean, it still wouldn't work because it's not...
Okay, give me half a second. I think I'm going to address this. Is that they're arguing about the din of Bitel Avodah Zarah, Bitel Misham Sheha. What is the nature of this din that when you're Mevatel Avodah Zarah, you're Mevatel Misham Shem? So there are two ways to understand this. You could say that it is one Maisa Bitel. The status of the Misham Shem is totally the omed on the status of the Avodah Zarah. The Mishamshim are an extension of the Avodah Zarah Atzma. Therefore, when you're Mevatel Avodah Zarah, it's like you take out the pillar under the first floor. Okay? The second floor also collapses because it was dependent on the first floor. Or you could say, no, it's not all one status. There's two statuses. The Avodah Zarah has its own status, and the Mishamshim has its own status. But it's an omdina that every guy, and here Joel Rich would have a question on this, it's an umdah that every guy who's mevatel the Avodah Zarah also wants to be mevatel the Meshamshim, because what's he going to do with the Meshamshim if he doesn't have an idol anymore? So you can say it's one status and one Meisabitl, or two statuses and two Meisabitls, just an umdah. What are the two ways of understanding it? So here it is A, meaning it is one status. Is this the right way?
But it's only fits beyond Israel. He doesn't think, nobody thinks it's a problem that it stays in the hands of the
Yeah, boy. Okay. Everyone agrees it works, but listen to the two ways it works. You could say it's one status and one bittel. What you're saying is that the Mishamshim is just an extension of the Avodah Zarah Atzma. And therefore, nafal yisod nafal abinyan. There can't be mishamshim without something to be mishamish, right? And therefore, there can't be chalos mishamshim without an avodah zarah to be mishamish, right? And therefore, nafal yisod nafal abinyan. The status of this Mishamshim is totally va'omed on the status of the Guf Avodah Zarah. If the Guf Avodah Zarah disappears, the Mishamshim automatically disappears. It's a one-step process. What I mean here, yes, you'll see.
It depends on the theology of the religion. Meaning, like, if they view the idol as that is the idol that is God, versus that's representative of a God, in which case, if 10 people own this idol, then it's not.
Right, that is an interesting point, which depends on, you know, perhaps not only the theology of the religion, but how we... you know, how we construct our understanding of theology of the religion. That's a very, very serious chakir, which I can't deal with now, although books have been written on it, you know, not necessarily from their perspective, but from our perspective, you know, and from their perspective, are they worshipping the idol or are they worshipping Zeus, right? And so Yosef Tain is, if they're worshipping Zeus, then even if this idol isn't true anymore, then maybe it's still good for Zeus in a different idol. Okay, that might also... but. So I'll answer either no, we look at it as the idol. After all, look in the Chumash, right? They worship Eitzim Vavanim. Chazal, they call Eitzim Vavanim. And even if they might be more sophisticated, the Aveira is that it's not really. Or you could say that nonetheless, when this person smashes the idol of Zeus, he doesn't believe in any idol of Zeus. If he believed in Zeus, he wouldn't smash any idols. And therefore, he doesn't believe in the idol Bechlal. If he doesn't believe in the idol Bechlal, it is nothing to be Mishamish anymore for him. Or, what's the other option?
You could have universal Mishamshim. With the lulav, if sweeping is...
Correct. So, if he's a universal Mishamshim, then this doesn't work. There's another possibility. Give me a second for the other possibility. The other possibility is that it's a two-step process. What are you saying? You're saying that there are really two different statuses. And two bitulim, right? It's just that when someone is mevatel the Avodah Zarah Atzma, mistama kavanaso gamkein levatel misham sheha. It's a two-step process. A, the guy's mevatel the Avodah Zarah. And then
then Mistama, he's also Mavatil Mishamshim. Okay, you can ask, no, maybe he wants to use it for a different idol. Maybe he's just mad at this idol. Maybe he's mad at Zeus, and now he wants to worship Mercury, and he wants to transfer the Mishamshim. But you can say, no, Stam, people don't use the same Shemosh for the same things. They get new Mishamshim. So maybe you could say, that's the question. Is it two different Bittles? I think this really differ. Is it one Bittle or two Bittles? You could look at it as Bittle Mazar Bittle Mishamshim Shez and Umdada. Minastam, you mean to also be vatal that thing. Minastam, you were vatal one thing. Minastam, you meant to be vatal two things. Say, no, you were vatal one thing. But when you pull out the pillar from the foundation, the building also collapses. It was all taloi ve omed. Now, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina might be this machlokis. If you say it's all one maisa bittol, that the mishamshim is taloi ve omed on the idol itself. Once you pull out the idol, there's no way for Mishamshim to exist, and even if the Ad Bistral, there's no way to exist. Then, even if the Mishamshim are Biyad Yisrael, they automatically lose their status if there's no Avodah Zarah left. Like, they automatically lose their status. But if you say no, that it's two-step process, it's too different. She's an omdada, he also means mevatel l'mishamshim, then you'd say no. In this case, the goy meant two things. One, bittel avodazar atzma biyad goy. And that worked. He also meant the bittel of the mishamshim Biyad Yisrael, and that didn't work. There are two different bittles. If there's two different bittles, then the bittle of whatever's owned by a guy works. The bittle of whatever owns by a Jew did not work. So it could be that this machloksi, the Raivan and the other Rishonim, is totally on this Hakira. If you view it as Nafala Yisod, Nafala Binyan, Mela, you can't have Mishamshim without Avodah Zarah, Mela, the Mishamshim poof and disappear if there's nothing to rely on. Then, even if the Yad Yisrael puffed and disappeared. But if you say no, it's just that Minastam, whoever's Mavatul, Yavodazar, and Mavatul Mishamshim. But it's two different Maisei Bittel. Then the Maisei Bittel of what's Biyad going worked, the Maisei Bittel of Yad Yisrael didn't work. It could be, I thought to say, that I put a Minchas Chinuch here, right? The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, who quotes a Tzipoy or Mishamshim Dahar. Tzipoy and Mishamshim might not be the same. Tzipoy is Noy Yavodazar, the things that beautify Yavodazar. But I'm not going to get into whether Sipoy is different, but he quotes Mishamshim Dahar also. What about Mishamshim Dahar? I worship a mountain and I have Mishamshim to worship the mountain. Or Guy worships the mountain. He has Mishamshim. He has his altar and his censers and his, you know, and his bowls for the blood. Same thing we have, right? He has to worship his mountain. Does the mountain ever become Usher?
No,
because it is. That's the drusha, right? Elohim al haharim harim are Usher, but the harim themselves are not. But the Mishamshim do become Aser. If he's Mevatel the Har, is that Mevatel the Mishamshim or not? It's a suffix of the Minchas Chinuch, quoted from the Mishnah Chumah. So I thought that could be totally on this Chakira. If you say it, he has in mind to be Mevatel two things. When he says, I'm Mevatel the Har, I hate this Har is not a God, I don't believe it anymore. Then it's an Umdana, he's also Mevatel the Mishamshim. So then, and here we're talking about Biyad Goy, not the Biyad Yisrael. Then you should say that in the suffix, in the Minchas Chinuch, that Bitel Mishamsheha. Because he's an Umdada, that he doesn't want these Mishamsheha anymore. But if you say it's because the status is totally on the Har, then here it becomes trickier. The status of Mishamsheha can't be totally on the status of the Har, because the Har has no status. And the Har has no Bittel. There's no such thing as Bittel of the Har, because it was never Usher in the first place. So then I thought you would say that Bitel Har Lo Bitel Mishamsheha. Why? Because this is psychological. Psychologically, Mevatel the Har, I don't need the incense pan anymore. But this is halachic. The Chalos Bitel of the Har includes the Mishamshim. There is no Chalos Bitel of the Har. Mishamsheha obviously have an independent Chalos Bitel. Because there is a mistama. Yeah, if I don't want to worship the har, I don't need an incense pan. But here, because there is no chalos bittel, there can't be chalos bittel in the har. There is no status of the har. So if there's no chalos bittul of the har, there's no status of the har, then I can't be mevatel mishamshin, because I never did any bittul.
Should never have had status of mishamshin buddhazar in the first place.
That's a good question. Then how can I get status of mishamshin buddhazar in the first place? So you have to say that there's. You're right. I have to. You have to say something ironic, not perverse, just ironic. That mishamshim of an idol have a status that's totally in the idol. Mishamshim of the har, once the Torah told us they have a status, but the har doesn't have an independent status.
But then you could, again, how are you giving it?
What I'm saying is this. This is halachic, this is psychological. If it's halachically that when you're mevatel the har, the chalos, the
abuzar. You told me that this halacha, or this technical thing, is based off of very pashut svara, which is that they're tethered. So al svara, this thing is tethered to the mountain. Meaning, hear what I'm saying? Like,
I hear what you're saying. You're saying I might have to, in order to justify the other side of the Ben Chaschina,
you have to make this clear.
I'd have to cool off this formulation a little. I'd have to tone down this formulation a little, or I just have to say there's no chalos bittul.
I mean, you could still say that they're tethered to that language, and the idea is that the mountain is at Lodazara. It just tethered. Doesn't have the capacity to become usher.
And therefore, you can't be mevatel. No, but maybe you can't be mevatel a mountain since it never became us. You can't be mevatel it.
But you can negate the purpose of those mishamshim.
Correct. Okay. So we'll leave that a little bit. Sorry, Ian. Let me just review the chakira that I said. And I accept Jonathan's criticism. I made two chakiras here. First chakira here is in why you can't be mevatel a zara that belongs to a Jew. Is because the chefza becomes more chomer chefza. Or because there's just no way to do the process because the goy doesn't have access and the Jew doesn't have the ability. And I said maybe that's the yisod of the machlokas. If the cheftza is not bottleable, then the other rishonim say no way to do it. If you just don't have access, then if you use this indirect trick and go through the back door, you do have access. Then I made a second kakira. Why? Give me a second, Joel. Why, if I'm a vatal and idol, does automatically all the mishamshim become mutter? Is it a halachic point? The halos bittel of the idol automatically includes the mishamshim because they have one halachic status, or is it a psychological point? Minastam, I also don't want to use the incest pants anymore. And I want to say two nafkaminas. Number one, our machlokas. If it's just the chalos bittel of the idol includes the incest pants, then the chalos bittel of the guy's idol included the lulav that was in my hands, and it should work, like the ravid. If it's that, no, just mistama, he intended multiple bittels, then yeah, mistama, the guy intended multiple bittels. He intended to invatel the lulav also. But since the lulav's in my hand, it doesn't work. And I thought that also might underlie the suffering of Chaschinach about the Misham Shehar. If you say that halachically the bittel of the idol also works for the Misham Shem, that's only if you can mevatel the idol. You can't be mevatel Har because it has no status. If you say that psychologically, I also meant to mevatel the incense pan, then if I'm mevatel Har, I also meant to mevatel the incense pan. Okay, we'll let Joel list one kasha and then go on.
I still don't understand. I mean, I agree with everything, especially once we changed it to one bittel. Because if the Avodah Zarah would blow up, the Mishtamshim would still be also.
Correct. You need a Chalos Bittul. That's right. Maybe the answer to Yonatan.
But the other thing is, I sometimes say, why can't you go back to the Machlokas between the Ri and the Ramban by the nature of Bittul by Chamis, where they're just like, I'm not interested in anymore, or they actually need a Din Bailim to be Mevatel by Tosfos. So if you say that you need a Din Bailim, so then the Ravid is right. I mean, then the Ritva and the Rana, right? If you say that it's just saying that I no longer believe in it, I'm not interested in it anymore. I don't want Chametz B'Pesach. I don't want Zeus to be my god anymore. So then that's the nature of the beetle, and therefore that would be on the other side. The right was pointing to it.
Okay, I think that... Okay, I hear your time. You're making an assumption of a Kesher Haduk being Bittul of Uzar the Bittul Chametz. You're inspired by the Shulchan
Aruch. I don't have enough knowledge to know whether that's true or not.
Okay, I hear the title. Okay, I hear you, Tina. We'll leave it further to you. Okay, so Chesky, I'm going to ask you again. So much for the Ravid. So the Ravid is very fertile in terms of understanding a lot of Yesodas of Avodah Zarah, that he gave a fourth answer that says it didn't be Yad Yisrael between Avodah Zarah and Yashamshin. Now we have to figure out what Rashi holds. Okay, Rashi and the Rama. That's all we have left. Too easy, Rishon. Rashi is not so clear. So Rashi de Rassel Lul Shel Avodah Zarah. If you had only a Rashi de Rassel Lul Shel Avodah Zarah, who would you put him with? Read Rashi de Rassel Lul Shel Avodah Zarah. Tell me who you would put him with.
The first person,
you would put him with the Rabbi, because Lul Shel Avodah Zarah he describes in terms of a Shamshim, right? And then you would say, oh, he's a Raivid man. Lul Shel Avodah Zarah is Meshamshim. And then Asher de Moshe means Nevad. Right? Nevad, yeah. The idol itself. The thing is that when we get to Dibrasel Asher de Moshe, he says, Oshem Shehayu B'shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Shetzrichon HaKaz of Sreifa. The ones at the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael that the Torah required Sreifa for them. Kedechsev Asherehem Tisrafun Ba'esh. Okay. Why is he getting to Kibush Eretz Yisrael? The Torah needs Sreifa. He just sort of said it's like a god. Right? It's an idol. So, if you want to read Rashi as saying, Osun Shahayu B'shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and also like, Osun Shahayu B'shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael just means an example. What he meant to say there is something that was worshipped. Okay, it's a funny way of saying it, but if you want, if Yonatan wants to read Rashi that way, he can. I am not inclined to that because I think he could have said much more simply, like the Rambam did, Ilan HaNevad, or at least he could have said Ilan HaNevad, Kamo, you know, etc. That's the question. Which Rashi do you take Davka? If you read Lul Shel Avodah Zarah, it seems to be Meshamshin versus not Meshamshin. If you read Asher Demoshe, it seems to be Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael versus not Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So Yonatan wants to read the first Rashi Davka. I'm not inclined to do so. But it's possible, in which case you just put him with the Ravid. Now, is it necessarily the same reason as the Ravid? Could he have a slightly different chap than the Ravid? If you look a little further, what does Rashi focus on here? One thing Rashi does not seem to focus on.
I'm confused here because the first Rashi is talking about Divrei Rava. The second Rashi is talking about the Mishnah.
Yeah, but those are the contrasts of the case. According to Rava, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah is Yotze.
I mean, Rashi and Asher Demoshe is not Yotze. Like, he says Shel Shera. What's special about Shera? Elon Sha'ov Denoso Avodah Zarah.
Elon Sha'ov Denoso Avodah Zarah.
I mean, even though that's true,
okay.
That's his push. I mean,
okay, the whole question is that what Asher Demoshe means, or is that the setup to not tell you yet Asher Demoshe? That's always tricky. When Rashi says the Mishnah, is he trying to not tell you the Maskana of the Gemara yet?
I mean, I think
or is he trying to tell it to you?
He just told me.
I don't know. It could be saying an Ashera means... okay, Lemaisa, I can't mechria. Yonatan's way of reading Rashi is this. I'll tell you Yonatan's way of reading Rashi. Is that the Lul Shel Zarah is Meshamshin. The Avodah Zarah, Ashera Demosha means an Ilan HaNevad. Like, somewhat like the Ravid. And what's his proof? Rashi in the Mishnah says Ashera means Nevad. And what's this part of a Kibush Eretz Yisrael? Just a clumsy way of saying, I mean, everything can have some clumsiness. It's just an indirect way of saying Ilan HaNevad. According to you, what's the difference between Ilan HaNevad and Meshamshin? Is the Svara the same as the Ravid? We're not sure. Right? We're not sure. Okay, one way of Rashi you could say is, right, Rashi. So you could say, right, Rashi is a big question mark. What shot in Rashi? One way in Rashi is to say that same as Ravid, and this is Nevad, and this is Meshamshin. Right? I'm just not so convinced. Why am I not so convinced? Because it could be the first Rashi is not trying to tell us the Maskana of the Sugya. No, the Maskana of the Sugya should be the last Rashi. It shouldn't be Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah defining Asherah. He's not defining Asherah Demoshe, he's defining Asherah.
I mean, he defines that he says Mefarish time of the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara will tell you why
okay.
It is, but
fair enough. Okay, it could be that Rashi Meshamshin is Shel Avodah Zarah, the Rashi Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah is just trying to explain the words. What is the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah? What is the Lulav Avodah Zarah? Rashi says the words Lulav of Avodah Zarah sound like it's not the tree that was Avodah Zarah, it's only the Lulav that was Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe he's just telling you Pshat of the words. What's Pshat of the words of Lulav of Avodah Zarah? The lulav is what the lulav is an idol. People worship lulavs. No one worships lulavs. How could a lulav be of Avodah Zarah? The answer is, oh, they used it to worship their god. So it could be that Rashi just telling you pshat, not being the diet. Could be the second Rashi's the ikker. Oh, Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's the important part. But what's unique about Kibush Eretz Yisrael? So what a lot of Achronim say is that same as the Ravid, and this is obviously based on it, is that he's the same. As Tosfos, what's unique about Kibush Eretz Yisrael? Well, in Kibush Eretz Yisrael, who acquired things? The Jews. That's Kibush Eretz Yisrael means acquired by a Jew. That's what Kibush Eretz Yisrael means, belonging to a Jew. Kibush Eretz Yisrael equals belonging to a Jew. Therefore, this just means Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, and that's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And this means Avodah Zarah Shel Goy. And it's not so crazy. After all, you know, what's the case of a Jewish Asherah? You ever heard of Jews worshiping Asherah? Sometimes, yes. It says, no. The Asherah is a share of a Jew. How do you get a share of a Jew? Oh, if you're a conqueror, it's real. You find a share. Is there? There are shares of a Jew.
Do you know the Gersos and Rashi that are the fairish against that? Just so you know.
Like what?
I mean, on the Mishnah, the Gersos and Shatz quotes that Shel Share Ilan Shogun Oso Vodazara and says it's Ilan Shogun Oso Goyim.
Ilan Shogun Oso Goyim. No, that still doesn't bother me.
Why?
Because it's the Goyim own. And you know when it's a shir demosha that's possible? If a Jew acquires it, like Kibush Eretz Yisrael.
They do it a little differently then. It's a Jew wants the goy to go.
Give me a second. I'm not up to that yet. So you could say that it's the same as the Ravid, or you could say it's the same as Tosos. But it could be that Rashi's unique. If Rashi's unique, what's the factor that Rashi's bringing in that no one else brought in here before? Obviously, take literally Kibush Eretz Yisrael, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something unique about Kibush Eretz Yisrael, right? Maybe it's a noob shot. This is Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and this is right, Shaloba Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's what, if you take Rashi the most literally, this last Rashi says Osam Shahayu B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Now you never know what that means. Osam Shahayu B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Is that just an example of Nevad? You know what I'm saying? Is that just an example of bindless of a Jew? Or is it Davka Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael? But it could be it's Davka Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Then why would it only be Sreifa? Right? It says, and then it needs Sreifa. Why would it only need Sreifa B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael? I don't understand. There's no Sreifa except B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael? We don't have Sreifa by Vodazara Ledoros? Of course we have Sreifa by Vodazara Ledoros. So the Achronim come up with a certain kind of Einfal, which explains why with a clever insight.
I tried to offer that.
Thank you. Okay. Why would, if this is Pshat Rashi, why would Rashi care daf about Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael? Why Shaloh B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael would be no problem? Yeah. Right? After all, even Shaloh B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael, you would think it would be Ketutei Mechtas Shirei. Irani Dachas is not B'Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's Ketutei Mechtas Shirei because it needs Sreifa. Right? So, what do the Achronim say? The Achronim say like this. They say very cleverly. And they say, especially Rashi Lashitase. Rashi says, remember, Avodah Zarah of a Yisrael means Gniza. And Rashi said, Gniza meant literally like you just put it in the ground. You don't destroy Avodah Zarah of a Jew. So they said, I guess Mimonashach, Rashi had a problem. If you have Avodah Zarah of a guy, then it has Bittel. So there's no Ketuzim Echtashiri. Because it's potential Bittel. If you have Avodah Zarah of a Jew, then it's Gniza, so there's no Ketuzim Echtashiri. So there's no case of Avodah Zarah. But you're in Dachas, I understand. It needs Sreifa, and there's no Bittel. But how can Avodah Zarah ever do the Mechta Shire? If it's of a Jew, it's Gniza. And if it's of a guy, then it's Yishlo Bittel. But the Pasuk says Tisrafun Ba'esh. So, but maybe that Pasuk was unique about Kibush Eretz Yisrael. What's the Svara? The Svara is because, let's just fill in the Svara, because Mimonavshach, if it shall Goy, then Yesh lo Bittel. And if it shall Yisrael, then it's Ta'on Geniza. Geniza. Velo Sreifa. So maybe that was Rashi's problem. Mimonavshach, how do you have to do day mechtas? A guy's of Odazar doesn't have to be burned because he could do Bima Vatlet, and a Jew's of Odazar doesn't have to be burned because he just puts it in the ground and it's never pulverized. What? Right. So Tosfos had one opinion. Geniza counts as Ketuzim Echtashiri. But maybe Rashi didn't hold up that opinion. Now, what about Tosfos' other opinion? So that's exactly what some of the Achronim point out. So how is Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael solve the problem? So here I put two Achronim in the brackets here. We solve it in different ways. Right? How does Shas Kibush Eretz Yisrael... but it says Asherim Tisrafun Ba'esh. What's the case? What's the case Asherim Tisrafun Ba'esh? After all, if it's of a guy, then it can have bittel, and if it's of a Jew, then it needs gneiza, not sreifa, according to Rashi, right? The who takes gneiza literally. So you could say one of two things. Either you could say, let's look at the Piskei Rid. There's a Tosfos written in Erevin who has a strange question. Now the truth is this really the sheet of the Rid is unclear, because in the Piskei Rid here he has the same sheet and he says, but it doesn't make sense and leaves a bitzar here. So it's unclear whether to call this the sheet of the Rid. It is the sheet of the Rid, but it's a funny sheet. One of the Tosfos written in Erevin, he says the case of the Mechtas is only Asher de Moshe. And what's his question? He asks, how could the Gemara discuss Asher de Moshe? They were all gone. There were no Asheres of Moshe left in the time of the Gemara. Right? That's his. Now, this is the fascinating kasha. The Anna Nimsa Asher Shel Moshe. She Yechluka Alerav Chia Rav Ashi Rish Lakish. What Asher de Moshe were the Gemara discussing? There were no Asheres of Moshe left. Obviously, how does he understand Asher de Moshe? Literally from the time of Moshe. Literally, you only had to burn Asheres in the time of Moshe. Why did you only have to burn Asheres in the time of Moshe? It must be, put two and two together, but the Tosfos Rid in Erevin. Now, I admit, the Piskei Rid here says the same thing and then says, but Tzarchi, you know, it doesn't make sense. Like, you could say a lot of other things. You could just say, like, Tosfos, where did this come from? So he ends up confused. But you put it together with the Tosfos Rid in Erevin, and you put it together with the Tosfos Rid in Erevin, who says that only in the time of Moshe you had to burn it, not nowadays. And then you can say, why? Because nowadays you don't have to burn an Asher Mimanashach. If it's Jewish, you're goneis it. Mm-hmm. And if it's Goyish, you're mevatel it. And what if the Goy refuses to mevatel it? You got a different Goy to mevatel it, right? Meaning, the halachos of bittul avodah zarah we're very lenient about. If there's a Goy who has avodah zarah and he doesn't want to mevatel it, then you just throw him in a pit, find another Goy, and say, I'll do to you what I did to that other guy if you're not mevatel it. And he's mevatel it. Right? It's not so hard. David HaMelech brought Goy with him. Right, it's not only nowadays you're all looking loopholes. David of Elfbor, Goyim with him on his wars, whenever he saw Avodah Zarah, Goyim would be mevatel it. So, you know, he would have his, like, Avodah Zarah Goyim, Kilo, his, in the Machna. Okay, maybe he's even named the Tanakh. So, what can you say? You could say, I'll pee the Piskei Rid, and this is exactly the Shita of the Evan Ha'azel, that, that you could say, I'll pee the Piskei Rid. Tosos Rid. Why do you say Piskei Rid? You could say Aleph. I'll pee Tosos Rid. And the Evan Ha'azel. You could say, no. It's a Gzeiras HaKosov Bishas Kibush Eretz Yisrael De'Ashera Te'una Srefa. You could say easy. Really, there is no case to say Mechtas because the Jews need Gneiz and the Goyz needs Bittel. There's a Xeris Akasav in the Shas, Kibush Eretz Yisrael. No, Asherim Tisrum Ba'esh. There's no Gneiz and there's no Bittel, only Shreifa. Xeris Akasav is part of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. You could say it was part of the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Part of the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael was to have Chumras in Avodah Zarah. The Rav actually liked to say, he wasn't talking about this, but you know there's a din, the Rambam writes, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. What's the difference between the mitzvahs that say Bir Avodah Zarah in Israel and Chutz La'aretz? In Chutz La'aretz, you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. In Israel, you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? In Israel, you have to find the Avodah Zarah and destroy it. In Chutz La'aretz, only if you happen to be holding the Avodah Zarah, you have to destroy it. If it's sitting there on the street, you can just leave it alone. Right? So, the Rav says, why? It's not because of the Kedush La'aretz. It's because it's a kiyum of, exactly, a kiyum of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to destroy Avodah Zarah. That there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Fourth mitzvah say that the Rambam forgot it from the Ramban. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not enough for you not to have idols. You need to fix the land. You need to make this a proper land, a livable land, which has no idols. And Chutz La'aretz, you don't have idols. What do you care what goes on around? It's not your land. Okay, the Rambam's not saying here, but here you can say maybe no. It's especially in the Kibush Eretz Yisrael in the warfare in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Especially if you assume, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael applied only in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that maybe, in any case, there was a gzeiras hakasav, a special kiyum of Kibush Eretz Yisrael in the days of, not Moshe, literally, but Yeshua ben Nun, that Moshe was talking about. So you can say, no, in the days of Moshe of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, there was a special din of Shreifas Asheros, as a kiyum of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, there's just a regular rule. So what are the regular rules? The regular rules are either bittel or srefa, but choose the option of bittel, because who would do srefa when you can do bittel, or the option of gniza, and no one ever burns any asheros. Nowadays, you don't burn any asheros, Jewish gomez, goyim bittel, but a special din of kibush eretz yisrael that you have to burn the asheros, and there's no gniza, there's no bittel, there's no anything but burning, so that's part of kibush eretz yisrael. That is his, that is how the Ebn Ozel answers this often. That would work well for Rashi, right? It's a special Jewish custom, kibush eretz yisrael. There's another way you could do it also, based on the Gemara of Bodhisar, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis. What does the Gemara say now, Bodhisar, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, which is really the other line, Tosos, that Joel was referring to. It says, hold on a second, Einado Oser Darvish Einu Shalom. Right? We're Zionists now. Right? Who owns Eretz Yisrael?
We do.
The Jews. Even when the Goyim lived there, who owned Eretz Yisrael?
We did.
We did. Even when the Canaanites lived there, who owned Eretz Yisrael? We did. So half of the Asur the Asheros, they belong to us. Einado Oser Darvish Einu Shalom belong to us. Half of the Asur the Asheros. So what is the Gemara answer in then Gimel and Beis? They were our shluchim. We wanted them to worship Asheros. Why? Because the drasha, the damning drasha that Rashi brings on Chumash, that, right, what does it say? Eile Elohecha Yisrael and Lashon Rabin, Ibu Lahem Elohus Harbe. When the Jews made the eagle, unfortunately, they wanted to worship all the Avodah Zarah in the world. And therefore, they authorized, and when they worshiped the eagle, they authorized the worship of the Asherah. They wanted to worship Asherah also. Therefore, they were happy that the Canaanim were worshiping Asherah. And therefore, the Asherah became Asher. That's the Avodah Zarah Mem Gimel and Beis. Says the Rekevus HaMishnah, a slightly different shot.
What's the Rekevus you just said?
Mirkevus HaMishnah. I don't know. I didn't read it in there. I'm sorry. Call it whatever you want. Alpi Mirkevus HaMishnah, you could say, there's only one, it's not the din of kibush eretz yisrael. There's one way out of this mimonoshav. Remember the mimonoshav. If it's Jewish, there's no sreif. And if it's goyish, there's betel. No, there's one way out. What if a goy worshipped it? It was Jewish, but he authorized the goy to worship it. This is making a lot of assumptions, but if you're willing to make assumptions, say, since it was Jewish authorization, there's no betel. But since a goy worshipped it, there's sreifa and not gnisa. That's now, this is a lot of assumptions we're making here, right? But you could say that, al pi Rekevus HaMishnah, that there's one way out of the Mimonoshach, not Exeris the cause of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. I'll just make myself a little star. What's the one way out of the Mimonoshach? Is Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael She Nevad Al Yidei Goy Birshos HaYisrael. In that case, it's like Shel Goy that it's Nisraf Ve'eino Nignaz because a Goy did the worshiping, but it's like Shel Yisrael in that Ein Lo Bittel. Now, there's a lot of assumptions. He's assuming that the difference in Goy and Yisrael of Bittel depends who owns it and authorizes it, not who worships it. The difference between Goy and Yisrael in terms of Gniza depends on who worships it, not who owns and authorizes it. But if you make that assumption, you can say there's one way out of the Mimonoshach, which is a Jewish tree that he told a Goy to worship, that he let a Goy worship. And then, when do you ever have a Jewish tree that he wanted a Goy to worship? That's only Pshas. Kibush Eretz Yisrael, you got such a rare case. It could happen nowadays also, which would make it better. Like, why is the mission discussing it if it can't happen nowadays? No, it could happen nowadays also. But it only ever really happened in the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. There was a Jewish tree that they let Goyim worship. Because nowadays, when do you ever have a Jewish tree that they let Goyim worship? That's very strange. But in the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, there were Jewish trees, because Eretz Yisrael was always ours. They let the Goyim worship it, because when they worshiped the eagle, they also wanted the worship of the Asherah, and they wanted everyone to worship Asherah as much as possible. And therefore, you get out of the Mimonoshach. Okay, so we've seen then is that there are three ways of reading Rashi. You could read Rashi, he's just the Ravid, focus on Rashi and Chav Tesem Beis, and Rashi in the middle of Laman Aleph and Beis, and saying Mishamshim versus Nevad. You could read Rashi, he's Tosos, focus on owned by a Jew versus owned by a Goy. Or you could read Rashi literally and say, no, it's only Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Why only Kibush Eretz Yisrael? You pull this fancy Mimonoshach. Really, there's never a case of Kitunim, Omei Basreifa, because it's either Omei B'Gniz or Omei B'Bittel. The only way out of that Mimonoshach is Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Why? The way I like a little less I showed you in Mekevus HaMishnah's way. Because then it's like half Jew, half Goy. It's owned and authorized by a Jew, but worshipped by a Goy. So it has the chumras of Jew and the chumras of Goy. Or you could say, no, it's a din kibush eretz yisrael, special eretz yisrael. So kibush eretz yisrael requires more destructiveness than just stam regular everyday life, and that is the direction of the Eben Ha'azel, and that fits the Tosus Rid, who assumed that it meant literally from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and not just something that of similar ownership status to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so much for Rashi.
Maybe that's what Chizkiyahu meant when he put the wall there and then he destroyed it.
Yes, if, you know, I mean, this is all speculation, you realize. Okay, now all we have left is the Rambam and the next Makor sheet. Okay, the Rambam is, you should know, yes?
There's one more thing just within the puzzle shop. Does that mean there's no mitzvah to destroy, like those psukim are all, like, aren't those the sources that we have to destroy Avodah Zarah of a guy? Also, like, meaning, like, stop. If you're not going to do bittul.
Yes, no, those psukim still apply if he doesn't do bittul. But we can always do let him do bittul.
I mean, there's two dinim of those psukim. Number one, there's a special clearance of tussle at that time, and there's also an eternal one which has.
Yes. And if you want, you can make a one din just the special Gzeres Kasim no bittul.
Or you can no, yeah, like where do you find Gzeres Kasim? The cause of talking about, like, that's what I'm troubled by.
So the truth is that maybe you wouldn't even say that. Maybe you'd say Asheri Hemtus Rufon Ba'esh is the special in the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Psilei Eloi Hemtus Rufon Ba'esh is the regular din. And okay, you have to figure out which way they go.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, okay, you have to figure out which way. Because Psilei Eloi Hem actually is the source of Bittel, so I would put that more with the regular din.
Okay,
now, the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says almost nothing here. Right? The Rambam quotes our Gemara. Right? What? He doesn't say very much. At least in the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say very much. Right? The one thing he adds to our Gemara is that how does he define Asherah de Moshe? Right? When he quotes Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, he quotes it pretty much like he comes like it's listed in our Gemara. Right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, just like Rava. How does he quote the Asherah de Moshe part? Right? He says, right? He adds Nevedes, right? Which is probably what he thinks de Moshe means. What's Asherah de Moshe? Well, there was Nevad. Because he does say in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perches, there's an Asherah that they worship, and there's an Asherah that is the shade over the Avodah Zarah. And Moshe meant the one they worship. So, okay, he probably thinks Moshe meant the one they worship. Even though it was Nisbatel. Where does he get even though it was Nisbatel from? Who remembers what Gemara he gets to Aser, even though it's possible even after Bittel? From the Ibaya of Reish Lakish and Avodah Zarah Mephzayim. Yesh Dichu Mitzvos, Ein Dichu Mitzvos. The Ibaya wasn't answered. So he assumes we're out here. Like he always does when there's an Ibaya that's not answered in. Okay, what's shot in the Rambam? Did you get this board, Fisk?
I think so. I think you added it to the right.
What?
I think you added to the right. I think I have the board on the left. The right's on the board.
Okay, great. So,
No.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. What about the Rambam? Says the Rambam, what's the Rambam's two cases? He says, what's the case you're not Yotze? And what's the case you are Yotze? And this is going to be very tricky, I admit. The Rambam. What's the case you're not Yotze? Not Yotze is Asherah HaNe'evedes, right? Even after Bittel. What's the case you are Yotze? B'di'eved, we're not saying Chachila, is Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. Okay, what does he mean, right? According to him, what's the difference and what's the reason behind it? And here it gets exceedingly tricky. What do the Mefarshim say? So, you might not be surprised to know that you can find all 3 days in Tosfos in the Mefarshim. Right? For example, let's take it one at a time. Says Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoah, he says, here the Rambam means Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, and here he means Avodah Zarah Shel Goy, and this is Ein Lo Bittel, and therefore Kitutei Mechta Shiurei, you'll excuse my abbreviation, and this is Yesh Lo Bittel,
You know, just like the first day in Tosos. Okay, what's the tricky part? Now, doesn't the Rambam say even after Bittul? No, what he means is, ain lo Bittul, even after you tried to do Bittul, but it didn't count. Right? That's, okay. Do you think that this is the good pshat in the Rambam? That what he means in the Reisha is, shall you Yisrael the Sefer shall goy?
No.
No, because the Rambam didn't say anything about Yisrael or goy. It's a little hard to imagine the Rambam thought, well, isn't it obvious that when I said Yashir and Avedis, I meant shall Yisrael? When I said Lulul Shal Lazar, I meant shall goy? Like, it's, I can't swallow that. Like, you're just adding things to the Rambam. He doesn't say it. It's a nice svara, but he doesn't say it. So, I'm not going to be satisfied with this. Let's try the next shot. Next shot is the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam's just remain a tam. The Reisha is talking about, the Rambam's just remain a tam. The Reisha is talking about, with one, let's add one page. This is Avodah Zarah Shel Goy Achar Bittul. This is talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Goy Achar Bittul, and therefore, you know, ain't no tongue strafa, so it's no problem. And the Reisha, what's the Reisha talking about? So here, it's, you have to add something to the Kesef Mishnah. Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael O Shel Goy Koden Bittul. Oh no, actually you can do this. This is talking about, let's see, Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, that's clearly Pasul, Ein Lo Bittul, and Kitutei Mechtashiri, right? Avodah Zarah of a Goy. All right, let's say better. Hold on. He says certain things go without saying in the Rambam. Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael or Avodah Zarah shel Goy Koden Bittul. That's obviously, right, Totlin Srefa, and therefore Kitutei Mechtat Shirayhu, right, and that goes without saying, right? What's the Rambam Mechadish here? He's Mechadish here that, that a asherah shenita'o mitchila kidei la'avdo, an asherah that we're nita'o mitchila l'kach to worship, afilu achar bitol, is, what's the problem? Kevan de kitute mechat shirayhu mitchilas priyaso. It's ma'os li'olam. Okay, he says the Rambam is Rabbeinu Tam adding something. Really, before Bittul is Kitutei Mechtas, after Bittul is no Kitutei Mechtas, except in Asherah that you were originally planted to worship, which is Asherah HaNevat. Even HaNevat means you were originally planted to worship it. That's not such a bad shot, because that's the only case it would be Usher, and that's the case Moshe talked about. Right, then, even after Bittul, even if it was Goyish, and after Bittul, okay.
Is that like I was wondering when I was learning, is that number three? Does that bring us to Tosfot Deyos?
No.
That's Nita'o Mitchila L'Kach.
Okay, but it's Nita'o Mitchila, okay. I mean,
it's just going to summer on that teiku.
Okay, yeah, it's just really adding a teiku. Meaning, there's a teiku of Reish Lakish, which he had a slightly different gerson. Rabbeinu Tam would also admit that Reish Lakish had a teiku about this, although maybe that was only happening on Yontif. Okay. Is this like, do we think that this makes sense? What's his pshat? The Rambam's really Rabbeinu Tam man. The only heter is after Bittul. He's just mechadish. There's the Tomi Tchil Lekach, even after Bittul, it is still usser. Here's the problem is, what's my problem? My problem is that the Rambam doesn't say this, and the Rambam doesn't say this. He doesn't say that the Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah is only mutter after Bittul. If it was only after Mutter after Bittul, he should have said so. If it was only Mutter after Bittul, he should have said so. And then the whole shot only works with Mutter after Bittul, right? Because if it's Mutter even without Bittul, then it was never also in the first place. It wouldn't be Maos Leolam. So I'm not so convinced of that. Let's go to the Lecha Mishnah.
says the Lech Mishnah is really amazing. You just go to a few Mefarshim on the Daf, at least if you have a Frankel, you find all the days in Tosos. What does the Lech Mishnah say? He says this case is Nita'o Mitchila Lekach. And this case of Avodah Zarah Shel Goy is Nita'o Uvasof Avdo. That's what the Rabbi means. If it was Nita'o Mitchila Lekach, Ashira HaNevedes, which means it was originally intended to be Nevedes, then that is Kitzur Tenechtas, right? Kevan She Ton Sreifa. Therefore, it is on Kitute Mechtas Shire, and even after Bittol, Vafilo Achar Bittol, Yesh Dichli. But in this case, it was never Ton Sreifa, so it's no problem. So basically, you want to know what is the case of Avodah Zarah Shel Goy? It's Mutter. Rabbi Noach says it means, oh, what is the case of Lulav Shel Zarah? It's Mutter. He says first day in Tosfos. It means belongs to a guy because it could have Bittol. Kesemish says Rabbi Natan means belong to a guy and he already did Bittol, so it's Mutter. Lechemish says third day in Tosfos. It means Nitol Masof of those, so it never came Asher in the first place. And by the way, the Rambam also says Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah is Kasher. Yeah. Rabbi Noach says it means Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah belongs to a guy. Kesemish says Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah after Bittol. And Lechemish would say, does say, Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, that was an alive animal, and then he worshipped it and never became usher. Okay, is this a good shot in the Rambam?
Yeah, it's close. Hold it. Kind of sounds that way in the Rambam.
When the Rambam says, Lulav Shel Avodus Kochavim, that means one that was never Nesar because it was something attached to the ground that you then bowed down to?
Juxtapose it to what he said about Asherah. Asherah says Nevedes.
I would think the juxtapose to Nevedes is not Nevedes. Not Nevedes after it was planted. The Rambam doesn't say anything about this either.
No, meaning previously. Meaning Nevedes was worshipped previously, like Mitchila, versus just saying Sam that it's obvious. I mean, it's a Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah and it's worshipped now.
We have to add that in.
So
I can't believe
that. Why do you add Nevedes by Asher? I mean, what's that extra word?
Okay, so give me a second. I just have trouble believing that the Rambam wrote, look at the words, Lulav HaYachem Shel Avodah Kochavim Lo Yito Lechav Kilo V'Natal Yotza. And he expects us to know that when he said Shel Avodah Kochavim is Mutter, that's only if they worshipped it while it was attached to the ground and never became Usher. How do I know that that's what it meant? Like, basically, all these chapter are bad. He said, Shel Avodus Kochavim is Mutter. How do I know it means only if a guy? How do I know it means only if a guy after Bittol? How do I know it means only if the worship was attached to the ground and never became Usher? All these chapter in the Rambam are very, very difficult. So, I think we're left with Pashim Shad in the Rambam. What is Pashim Shad in the Rambam? Pashim Shad in the Rambam is that he's saying, Nevad, Asheira, which is Ilan HaNevad, as opposed to other kinds of Avodah Zarah. It has nothing to do with who owns it. It's not whether it became usher or not. And that is what the Magid Mishnah says. And that is what the Rav says also. I think we're left with, now, what are we left with? Let's just give this a second. Something, I would say more similar, meaning, nothing about Kibush Eretz Yisrael here. That's not going to work. Something maybe a little more similar to the Ravid. Right? So, says the Magid Mishnah, he says, this is talking about Pashtrat. What does the Rambam say? Ilan HaNevad. And what does the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayos here, by the way?
It's
but what else does he say? What else does he say in Pirush Mishnah here? Is that the only thing he says? Oh, where do they keep the Pirush Mishnah? Someone tell me again quick.
In front of the
Rif. I'll read you a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, and it'll sound familiar to you. Ready? Vizohi Asherah he she ha'ilan hazen nevad. Means it's nevad. Okay, clearly, this is an ilan ha'nevad. Now, what's the contrast with? Right? So, Shel Avodah Zarah. What's the contrast with? Maybe it means something that's not nevad. Right? As opposed to not nevad. What's not nevad? For example, Meshamshim. Right? For example, maybe Meshamshin. Maybe even Tekrovis, as far as I know. You know? Now, I mean, that's what the Rambam's telling us. The only thing he adds is, both in Pirush Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah is Machvit to add HaNevad, right? And why is he Nevad? Because that's the Asherah de Moshe. Because what does he say in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? There's an Asherah that's just shading, that's just near the Avodah Zarah that provides shade and a landmark, and that's not what Moshe meant. Moshe meant the one that you worship the tree. He adds, and you pledge mitchila l'kach, otherwise it wouldn't be usher. Now the question is, what's the svara? We can't throw in the Raivit svara here, that's the problem. What does the Raivit say? The Raivit says, this doesn't have bittul, but this has bittul indirectly if the Avodah Zarah is b'yad goy. Right? You can't throw in the Raivit. Right? That's clear. Meaning, you can't say, like the Raivit himself. Why? Because what would the Raivit say? The Raivit would say, this is Eimo bittul, and this is Yeshlo bittul. Right? Yeshlo bittul, if im ha'avodah zarah atzma biyad goy, because of a few reasons. A, the Rambam doesn't say anything about the avodah zarah atzma biyad someone else, and B, the Rambam doesn't say anything whether it belongs to a Jew or it belongs to a guy. So you can't say, meaning, this is very pasha, meaning it can't be about bittul. It can't be about bittul. Right? That's very clear. The difference can't be bittul because Rambam never mentions Jew or guy. So it's very hard to say the difference is bittul. So now we're stuck. What is the difference between an Asher de Moshe and Stam Avodah Zarah according to the Rambam?
The first svara that you didn't like, the right.
What?
The first svara that you didn't like, that there's a difference between the Chumra of the Avodah Zarah itself and the Mishamshim.
That all Mishamshim have Bittul?
not Bittul. All Mishamshim are less Chamur than...
Ah, that all Mishamshim are less Chamur. So now, Joel wants to say something else. He wants to say maybe Stam Mishamshim are less Chamur. And therefore, Mishamshim are less chamur, and therefore they don't mean Sreifa, right? That would be very nice. I would love to say that. What I would love to say is that the difference is, no, a Nevad or an Asherah is more chamur. But Mishamshim are more kal.
Tektosus and Erev and Dafka.
Says.
It says that by lech you were not so machor because it has like a small sort of shear. Hello, chmiro. So it's kind of the same sort of thing. You can.
No, it's not. It's the other direction.
No, okay. It's not as machor. It's not as machor.
Okay.
As the actual
the problem is that if you look in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and say for mitzvos, the Rambam is very strict with himself in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. To say, I'll just read you his formulations. Mitzvah sehi, and it's the same thing as the mitzvos. He always throws in avodos kochavim umisham sheha. Shenemar, etc. And he keeps going. I'm not going to read it all to you now. He always equates Avodah Zarah and Mishamshin and Asher and everything else. He never differentiates in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. That's the problem. But, it's not true. Because in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam equates all the types of Avodah Zarah.
If I would bow down to the Mizbeah,
just in terms of destroying them, not necessarily a chomer they
are. Okay, fine. So, I think we're left with the Magid Mishnah himself. What the Rav says in a slightly different way. What does the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah says that, let me be very, very clear. You're not, let me say better. What are your options? Options. One option is to say, ein lo bittul. And therefore, kitute mechashire versus yeshlo bittul. But that's not going to work out because the Rambam didn't say anything about Jew or Goy. Second option is to say ta'un sreifa. And therefore, as kitute mechashire, well, these other things is not ta'un sreifa. The problem is the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah equates everything. This equates the Mishamshim and the Ashir and the Avodah Zarah. They're all the same. They're all ta'un the same sreifa. And he says, it doesn't have to be sreifa. You could also just pulverize into little pieces and scatter in the wind. But that's also kitute mechtas. Right? He doesn't give any option of gnizor or throwing it in the ocean. Yeah, I mean, you throw it in the ocean after you burn it. There's no option of leaving any of this hold. So, I think we have no choice but to say, like the Magid Mishnah. Says the Magid Mishnah. And what's amazing is, what book did the Magid Mishnah not have and he figured it out anyway? The Perish Mishnais. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam must have the gears of mitzvah babaveira and not the gears of kitute mechtashire. And what's amazing about the Magid Mishnah is, in the Pirush Mishnayos, what does the Rambam say? Mitzvah babaveira. Yeah. He says mitzvah babaveira.
So what you have to say is, says the Magen Mishnah, and says the Rav the same thing, although the Magen Mishnah was Machmir, he says that no, the reason is mitzvah v'avera, not kitutei mechtas shiurei. Now this mitzvah v'avera just had that one thing. What's the Rambam's approach to mitzvah v'avera? We wanted to claim, and wanted to claim based on this. It's certainly reasoning. Said it did in the chefter, just like by karbanos who's machmir and says orlan klayam kerem is possible to mitzvah v'avera. Because by Karbonos, we have a very high standard of Mashke Yisrael. We want to explain that is the Gemara of Mashke Yisrael. So likewise, by Lulav, we have a standard of Mitzvah. You can't have a Cheftza of Avera. And I would add one nice thing. According to the Rambam, what's the problem with Mitzvah of Avera? The problem is that you're an evil person. The problem is that Cheftza is Mos. In the only other Gemara that discussed a Lulav Shel Asherah, which is Avodah Zarah Daf, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, what word does it use? It uses, in the course of its discussion, the ma'is klapi gavoa. There's a gemara of mos there. There's a gemara of dichoy there. Dichoy, there's a gemara of mos and dichoy. The Rambam looked at this gemara of mos and dichoy and says, what's mos and dichoy? It's about a bad cheftza. It's about a terrible cheftza. And then the Rambam says, very pashut. Now I think we can explain the Rambam. This is mitzvah habav avera, says the Magid. You could take it in two ways. The way the Rambam says is, in the Rishimas, this is mitzvah habav avera because it's an actual avodah zarah. It's a nevad. A nevad is a mitzvah avera. That's the most disgusting psul and kefta ever. This is not mitzvah habav avera because it was just used for avera. But that's not as bad a cheftza. Just something that was used for avera is not as bad a cheftza as something that's an actual idol.
You're saying the same thing that I think I said. I mean,
I know.
Different words, but
okay, fine.
But then I'll say what you said to me back to you. Meaning, but the Rambam equates the two completely. Meaning, you have just as much of an obligation to destroy both of them.
Yes, in terms of the obligation to destroy, it's the same. What I'm saying is, as long as you didn't mechta shiurei, it has to do the obligation to destroy. Then they're the same. Once you're dealing with mios, maybe they have a different level of mios. Mios, you don't go to help avodah zarah. For kedushin mechta shiurei, you have to find a mucker and help avodah zarah.
Why can't
you
say
guy this that?
Why can't you say like tosas and daf pei? That it's just they weren't machmir as much by
then you're saying what I'm saying in different words. Okay, the way the Magen Mishnah says it a little differently. He says since the only kind of asherah that's usher is an asherah that is netol mitchila lekach, therefore he says this is mitzvah b'avera because it was an avera mitchilas briyoso. It was planted for avera, right? It was. Say better, because this is mitzvah of avera, because it was born in sin.
Whoa!
Right? Netol mitchila lekach. Oh, how does the Rambam say netol mitchila lekach? Because we know an asher is only usher if it's never netol mitchila lekach, and this is not mitzvah of avera, because it only became usher later in life. And therefore, that's not as big a mios. If you're doing the mios of mitzvah avera, if you're doing the mios of mitzvah avera, then it makes perfect sense. An asherah is more miosdik than a regular odazara, either because an asherah means an idol, which is more miosdik than stam a pan or a bowl, or that's the rav, or the Magen Mishnah says, an asherah was planted to be an Isser. That's a fundamental mias and soul in the chefta, as opposed to just once used for the wrong thing.
You know, if I stole it, it wasn't made stolen. It was only one moment.
So according to the Magen Mishnah, that would work well with the Kesef Mishnah, at least. The Kesef Mishnah asks the Kashya of the Magen Mishnah, how can you say mitzvah v'avera? After all, Lulav HaGozel is puzzling it's kosher and yom tosheni for the Rambam. So you just answered his Kashya. And that's why Lulav HaGozel is kosher and is not mitzvah avera because it wasn't born in sin. And we pass again like Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachmani against Rabbi Yochanan.
You mean born in sin? You mean like from the beginning?
Yeah.
So you mean you're trying to say the Lach Mishnah?
For the Magen Mishnah. What?
That's kind of like what the Lach Mishnah said. Isn't it?
But for a totally different reason. For mitzvah avera, after the mitzvah avera. So anyway, Yosef actually just helped me. He thought he was hurting me. He said, if it's only mitzvah avera because it was born in sin, then why is Gozel mitzvah avera? The answer is the Rambam holds Gozel is a mitzvah avera.
Gozel is not?
Yeah, remember he says Gozel is kosher yom tov sheni, like
from Shulchan Aruch.
Okay,
ask the question from Shulchan then.
What?
So ask the question from Shulchan, don't ask the question from Lulav.
Okay, so you still need question. What about Irani Dachas? Why is Irani Dachas puzzle? Okay, there's still, I'm not saying there aren't still kashas left. There are still kashas left on this what?
Maybe there aren't paskins, there is no mitzvah.
may that would be against this shot. Okay, there might still be kashas left, and there definitely are kashas left, and I definitely don't have the answers to all of them, and I invite everyone to come over and ask me the kashas, but I think now we see where the Magnus is coming from, that if you take every pshat in the Rambam, if you want to stick things in that aren't there, you can say any pshat you want. The sky's the limit. But if you want to, if you want something that the Rambam could actually have meant, that he could have relied on the reader understanding his intention, none of the Kedudimetra Shirei Pshat don't work. You're left with no choice but mitzvah of Avera, which the Magen Mishnah concluded on his own logic, and give mechavi to what the Rambam wrote in Pirush Mishnayos, which makes us think he's right. If logic dictates that, and the Magen Mishnah figured it out, and he wrote in Pirush Mishnayos, then maybe it's a good shot. And then it makes sense why two Avodah Zarahs that are really the same, just one is a little more evil than the other. Why is there difference between them? It's a mitzvah of Avera, even if they have the same halachas of Sreifa. We're not interested in Hilchos Sreifa. We're interested in Mitzvah Aveira. One is a worse Aveira than the other. I think that's shot in the Rambam.
As the Magen Mishnah knows that
what? Because that's the only Elon that would be awesome. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called a Avodah Zarah at all.